Players are back. Got some work done today. We'll meet with them this afternoon for a little bit. We'll get them out of here. They'll spend some time on their own in New Orleans the next couple days. And we'll get together staff-wise and start finalizing our game plan. I will leave it open to questions. Great.
Mark, what do you want to see from Marquise in these final 3 weeks? Because he's going to have an elevated opportunity and a chance.
Yeah, just continued growth in terms of understanding what we're trying to get done, make sure he's assignment secure in terms of the things he has to do. We'll move him around, give him different places to come off the line of scrimmage and to elevate his game in terms of making the plays when we target him up. Yeah, I think he's off and running. He knows and knew how he would be targeted as we got him involved, and certainly that'll grow. Certainly this week with Brandon out.
With Brandon out, does the change in dynamic impact his ability to kind of connect with Cutler?
Who? You're talking Marquise?
Marquise, yeah.
Yeah, I think him and Jay are very well connected. I think that offensively, his role and his opportunities will grow because Brandon will be out of the lineup. So he's had a lot of practice time with Jay, certainly over the last few weeks and early in training camp, obviously. So, I'm excited about seeing where Marquise goes over the next few weeks and how he does.
Brandon is out of the hospital?
He's out.
Mark, did you address the team now being out of the playoffs and practice with the players? How did you handle it?
No, the only thing I've addressed with the players today was getting better today. And our whole focus is giving them some substance and what to do over the next couple days to get ready to play New Orleans. None of that has come into play.
Why haven't you guys put Brandon on injured reserve?
We're working through some roster situations. I think that'll all work itself out over the next few days. I think that's a part of it. As of right now, he'll be out on Monday night, obviously. And I think all that'll come to fruition when everything is worked out roster-wise.
There's a report on the NFL's website that you guys contemplated benching Jay Cutler before the Tampa game. Is that it?
Jay Cutler, as long as he's been healthy, has been the guy that we've had in there and wanted to play. There's been no indifference there whatsoever.
Mark, will Groy and Ola be competing for the left guard spot?
We're going to allow them to continue to work during the week and to compete. We've gotten Groy work throughout the season. We flipped him in there. We'll continue to flip him in there. And we'll see how the roster defines itself and how the line defines itself as we work through Saturday. But they'll both get work.
Was the Dallas game enough of a sample size to see how well Groy did in that?
Well, he didn't play. I mean, obviously he played more than he has. Mm-hmm. He did a good job. He got beat one time, did a good job, certainly. But we're back to work. We want Mike to get work as well and Ryan to get the work, and we'll see how they practice during the week.
On that note, with the playoffs officially out of the picture, does this now become a situation where you're looking at more maybe future development or personnel evaluations?
Dan, we're playing everybody. Everybody who can dress is playing. All the young guys are playing. They're playing in different roles. They're playing special teams. We're moving we're moving people in and out in various roles on the back end, at the second level, up front, particularly defense, where there's a lot of young players. That's not going to change. I mean, we've been everybody who's been active has been playing, and that'll continue to be the case as we move through the rest of the season. As long as Jay is healthy, he'll be playing quarterback for us.
What are the specifics of where Robbie's at in his squad?
I think we'll know more Thursday. He'll have a little more time to rest. Certainly optimistic, but we'll see where he's at. He's really got 3 full days to get better. So I think that's where we're at. Jay's still in town. Jay Feely's still in town, and we'll see where we're at.
You
you have an appreciation for a guy like Feely who has to come in and, you know, out of nowhere and kick 2 days later and then stick around?
Absolutely. I mean, he's kept himself in good shape and certainly worked at it. We're lucky to have had him available to us, a guy with that kind of experience to be able to come in and do it literally on a moment's notice without any work at all or any practice with the team. My first interaction with him was trying to go back to days, probably Wednesday, you know, when he got in and got some work.
When something like this report comes out, is that something you would address with
what
the
report?
Team? The report about the team wanting to bench him.
You know, there's so much. Jay and I, we talk daily. I think he has a very good understanding of how we feel about him. You know, there's a lot of noise out there. We all aware of that, you know, and you get away for a few days, you know how much noise there is out there because you're not working 24/7. But you know, we're here to do one thing, and that's today we work to get better. And when we get back here on Wednesday, we're going to work to do everything we can to get ready for New Orleans.
Mark, there was also a report yesterday that Mel Tucker likely won't be back next season. Has a decision made?
All we're trying to do here is to get our football team in a position that we can be better on Monday night. And that's the focus inside this building is exactly that and has always been exactly that week to week. That's all that's been important to all of us here.
It was a report you're coming back, if that helps. How do you handle, I mean, you call it a lot of noise, but obviously when you get to a point in the season, there is a lot of conjecture. People start planning forward and CSI and all that.
So the question is?
How do you deal with it?
I think that you understand why you're here. I mean, we're here to try to get our football team better. That's what coaching is. And you try to stay on that line. I mean, is to get each individual player an environment where he can grow and get better and put our team in a position each and every day that we can improve. And that's how you do it. You focus on what's important, and what's really important is helping these guys to be in a better position that Monday night they can go out and play good football.
Are you getting the impression that they're embracing that despite the reality?
Our players, as I've said, come to work every day. I've said it a lot during the season. I'll say it again. You wouldn't know our record by the way the guys come into the building. They're focused and they're ready to go. They like football, and that's why we like them around. They do like football and enjoy the game and the work that goes into it. And that's where our focus is every day.
Mark, does the reality of the situation change the way you judge players, the way you analyze what goes on in these next three games as far as
I think every day since the beginning of OTAs, we're evaluating players, we're evaluating and we're observing them, we're getting to know them better. I don't think that changes now. I mean, we're still doing all those things in terms of every day trying to put our team in a position to get better. Our work ethic is part of that, and focus is part of that. So I don't think anything's changed regarding that. It's pretty consistent around here in terms of, you know, how we work and how we evaluate our players.
Mark, not that it provides you any solace, but this was the Saints team, another one. There were high expectations. People are surprised that they're 5-8 also. Are you surprised?
You know, I have tremendous respect. I spent a year down there for the people that lead down there, and certainly for the quarterback that plays in that football team. And they're going through their own, different types of adversity, which is part of, what this business is all about. You that happens periodically. And, as I said it over and over again, the focus, we certainly understand it, but our focus is, with our guys, with our football team, and getting ourselves ready, because at the end of the day, everybody's 0-0 when you play the game on Sunday or Monday. Everybody's 0-0, and you got to be the best team you can be on that particular date. And records really, aren't part of what goes into playing that game.
Mark, I know you don't like these comparisons, but in your second year in Montreal, your team took a second step and won the Grey Cup. Is it just more difficult at the NFL level to sustain whatever you happen to establish?
That's a question that's very difficult to answer. I mean, every season is its own season. where things come up and you have to overcome certain things that just, you know, go on throughout the course of a season. You know, we've had a lot of adversity, but I don't correlate the two. I think each season is in an individual package of things that happen, and you have to work through them. There's no excuses in a season when you don't have the success that you think you're going to have, but you try to work through the adversity and continue to create an environment that's best for your football team. But I don't think leagues matter, or I don't think that's part of the equation. This year is this year for the Chicago Bears, and it's not over. And our focus is to try to make it better. That's the best we can do, and that'll start on Thursday with our team.
But do you ever reach a point of frustration that it hasn't? You haven't had the same success.
It's frustrating that it hasn't worked the way we wanted it. But that doesn't change our focus or our level of intensity to try to improve it and make it better. You know, our purpose is to get our players better and to put them in a position to win on Sunday, Monday night. And that's what we're going to try to do this week, and that hasn't changed from day one.
Mark, you have a lot of veteran players who might be used to this scenario, depending on where they've been in their career. But with the rookies, you have so many of them playing on defense. Do you have to kind of reiterate to them, just focus on what's next?
Well, reiterating to the whole team that the most important thing is doing the best we can today and focusing on the next game and preparing for the next game. And, you know, we expect the guys that have been around to lead the way in that regard. I think they're doing that. And to show them, you know, what it is to be a professional on a daily basis, not just when things are going your way, but when they're not. And that's the focus now, is it's not going our way. We've got an opportunity each and every day to improve it. And that's what we'll come back to do on Thursday, is to do everything we can to make it better, and we can't make it better unless we're willing to work each and every day to get that done.
In regards to the question about Mel Tucker coming back, is that something that you would want one of your coaches to know his future, so his family, whatever, so they could prepare?
All of us here as coaches and players are really focused on not anything that's going outside the building. We're focused on what's going inside, and that's to help our football team get better. That's all of us as coaches.
Mark, when you're coaching every week, and you say you're trying to get the players to play better and not make mistakes, what's different? Would you change something going into next year, that you could change something during training camp that would eliminate those problems that you can't change
We would be looking to get better if our record was turned around or we had won every game. That's what we do as coaches. We try to find things that can help our football team get better, and that's what we're working on this year. Next year will be next year. Right now, as we work through the week, we talk as coaches, things we need to work on to improve our football team, and we relentlessly attack that each and every day.